This is ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Over the course of the next hour, we'll delve into topics somewhat outside of sports, a public affairs show to pique your interest. This is Beyond Sports, only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Beyond Sports on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hannah Stanley with you today, as I am every Sunday morning, bringing you great information about different organizations and great events happening in our fine city. And today is, of course, no different. Joining me today is Dr. Chris Totes from Serenity Family Wellness. And we've got multiple things to cover, but there is an event coming up that I have particular interest in. So let's welcome Dr. Totes and get straight to it. Dr. Totes, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Hannah, for having us on the radio today.
Absolutely. This is, let's tell people first and foremost about the event, which is the whole reason that I was introduced to you and how we're going to make people feel better.
Great.
So what is the date?
So the date for the event that is up and coming for, it's run at Resurrection University, mm-hmm. and it's called Food is Medicine. And that date is going to be on Thursday, February 23rd, between 5 and 8 p.m.
Okay. And Resurrection University, we've had on before some of their nursing programs. They have a huge men in nursing program, which is phenomenal, which is an increasing demographic, and we love to see that. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the premier places for nursing education and also higher education for medical professionals. So this is when they say something is medicine, they're at the forefront of this. Of particular interest to me on this topic, I've recently adopted a I've been interested in food for a long time, aside from the everybody eats kind of concept. But as far as how it makes me feel and how it's produced and how that affects me. So food is medicine is a topic that rings really true to me. And then I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. And a lot of the belief is that what we are putting in our body greatly affects how our body reacts to this autoimmune disease and other autoimmune diseases. Tell me more about the program and if it's open to the public, et cetera.
Oh, the program is open to the public. So this is actually part two of Food is Medicine. The first event that we did was October 20th, and that put together Food is Medicine, where we covered things like what are macro and micronutrients. So we broke down what's the difference between carbs and protein and fats. And then Dr. David Miller and myself, who Dr. David Miller is an MD and an acupuncturist, and I'm a chiropractor and acupuncturist, we sat down and we talked about the differences of how in the Chinese medicine world we look with our functional medicine eyes in our own professions, how we look at food. So in the ways that we look at food, not just in where it's sourced and how it's harvested, but in the tastes and what we call the temperatures in Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you would see us based on, let's say for you, for example, Hannah, if you came into my office and you said, Chris, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I would like to use Chinese medicine to help treat that. And I would say, okay, look, from a functional medicine standpoint, this is what the research supports dietarily. Then we would take that information and distill it down even a little bit further for you. And based on the symptoms of how Hashimoto's is affecting you, is it affecting you from a fatigue standpoint? Is it affecting you from a brain fog standpoint? Are you having issues losing weight? Are you having trouble sleeping? Where are your issues? And we would take that and distill it down a little bit further to tell you, these are foods we want you to eat to help support your body and your healing. And these are foods temporarily I'd like you to avoid because it could exacerbate the symptoms of what it is that you're presenting with in the office.
Can it not even exacerbate, but hamper the recovery? Because that's
Okay. Yes, very much so. Yeah, it'll slow the recovery down. So, like, let's say, for example, you came in to see me, and from a Chinese medicine standpoint, you would have spleen qi deficiency. Now, that means there's nothing wrong with your spleen organ, but in Chinese medicine, the spleen has specific functions around digestion. And if it's deficient, I would look at you and be like, I know a raw diet is excellent, but if you're spleen qi deficient, you have a hard time breaking down raw food. Mm. So what I need you to do is I need you to ditch the salad. I want you to eat leafy greens, but I want you to eat them steamed or sautéed or slightly cooked. So this way we can still take care of the macro and micronutrients, but we're going to give them to you in a slightly different manner.
Okay. And this is not the conventional treatment, especially people who are trying to self-treat. Because if,
correct,
you know, if let's say they don't have anything necessarily quote unquote wrong with them, but they are overweight and they do want to lose weight. A lot of people are dealing with being overweight and trying to make healthier choices, especially at the beginning of the year. And what everyone does is eats a lot of salad, lean protein, etc. But what you're saying is that's possibly not what's best for them based on Chinese wisdom, Chinese medical wisdom.
Yeah, correct. I mean, and a lot of these people, if they pay attention to the symptoms that they feel in their body, they'll notice that. Like, there's a whole subcategory of people that will eat raw food or that will eat salads, and they're getting plenty of fiber. If we break their diet down, they're getting plenty of fiber. 3 to 4 cups of vegetables a day, they're getting plenty of fiber. But then they'll turn around and complain of constipation.
Hmm.
And they're drinking a lot of water. So, I mean, they're doing, and they're exercising, like they're doing the things that would help make the colon do what the colon is supposed to do, but it's sitting in them. And so I always tell people, I was like, yes, ultimately raw food is the best, it's the highest quantity of your micronutrients, right? So vitamin A, vitamin B, you start looking at all the vitamins. But if your body can't extract it, it's not helpful.
And this is not something you necessarily Google weight loss and figure out, well, perhaps you want to steam your greens instead.
Correct.
Of, yeah. And exactly. A little bit more challenging to find out. You know, this is something you need to be either very confident when you order, and that is fine. Chefs don't mind this.
No.
But you need to understand that you have to say, look, I have some dietary issues and I need it this way.
Right. And I think a lot of the service industry is sort of armed with that, especially in larger cities. You know, maybe not so much when you start moving into smaller towns, but in larger cities, you know, if you go in, and I make jokes and I call it princess ordering. Why? Because I'm a female, right? So
sure.
If I go into a restaurant and I'm like, oh, can I have a steak and I'd like it cooked like this, but I'm dairy intolerant, so please no butter, you know, and can I substitute out that farro that looks lovely, but I'm slightly celiac, I have issues with gluten, so instead can I substitute chef's choice as long as there's no gluten in it, you know. And so you start to, you know, you handsomely talk to your servers and you make sure that you take good care of them, and then, you know, honor the chef and their work. If you lay out your dietary concerns, everybody's pretty good with it.
They really are. I was just on a trip and I was so impressed. I went to Disney World. I'll just throw it out there. By the way, we're owned by Disney. ESPN is owned by Disney.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have to say that as well. But it is fair reporting because I had a really, really excellent experience. They're very, very aware and they understand that, especially with children, they have to be incredibly safe with how they handle food allergies. And so I was able to benefit from that by saying, look, I can't have gluten. I had my gallbladder out. There's all kinds of things, and I've noticed that I cannot tolerate gluten very well. And they were so responsive and like, here's your gluten-free menu and here are the things that I would suggest you try. And I was like, this is marvelous. And more and more restaurants are coming along that way.
Sometimes they have certain separate sectors in the restaurant that's, you know, they have their
peanut
own utensils
free.
And they have their own fryer and they have their own, like there's a special section of the grill or a special section of the flat top that they have in that restaurant that never sees gluten.
Yes. If you have allergies, and again, Disney owns ESPN, but if you do have allergies, I have been in the kitchens with executive chefs and they've shown me, you get your own chef. That is mm-hmm. one person who preps food for that one person. Yep. And that is to eliminate any risk. And that is not, they are definitely trendsetters in how far along they are in their safety. But this has become so the norm because really the restaurants are limiting their audience if they're not going to cater to those who have dietary restrictions.
They are.
And those who handle it properly and handle it for the word will spread. They will get a broader audience of people who feel safe there as diners. So getting back to this program, which is going to be Thursday, the 23rd, I believe.
Yes.
I see 5:30. You said 5 earlier, but we will confirm that.
Oh, this is because I have to be there early. Sorry. Oh, there.
No, that's okay. Open to the public at Resurrection University, which is in the Wicker Park campus, 1431 North Claremont. So actually really easy to get to, not super far from most people, not far from the highway. And it is open to the public and it's free. This is this is remarkable. Who would you envision as coming to this? Aside from people who are interested, who would you like to see come?
I would like to see, so what we're going to be covering in the next talk is, let's talk about all the diets. Right? Because everybody wants to know, well, how should I eat?
Right.
Right? And so we're going to cover, you know, what we call the vegetarian-based diets. So macrobiotic, vegetarian, veganism. We're going to cover the higher protein diets. So Atkins, Whole 30, the paleo diet. We're going to cover all these different diets to distill down what they are, what the research supports about them, and then basically kind of boiling things down to, no matter which pathway you pick, here's some basic tenets of things that it is that you need to follow within your diet to make sure that you stay healthy, but then being able to ID and find yourself a practitioner that's going to help support your goals toward health and finding the right program for you.
This sounds incredibly interesting, and I was literally just typing it in my calendar because I feel like I would take a lot from this. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. I want to know more, if you could explain, about some of the Chinese medicine and dietary focus. This is very different than we are here in the Western approach. This is Hannah Stanley. I'm talking with Dr. Chris Totes from Serenity Family Wellness. You can reach them at 312-898-6327. If you yourself want to have her tell you how you should best eat, you can call her directly, or you can go to this event, which is February 23rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Resurrection University in Wicker Park. Hannah Stanley with you on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. More after this.